From giving a big hug to newly recovered nurse Nina Pham to thanking U.S. healthcare workers on the front lines of the Ebola fight.
So we need to call them what they are, which is American heroes. They deserve our gratitude.
President Obama has spent a good part of the past 2 weeks reassuring the American public on Ebola, even taking a few minutes before embarking on a campaign trip last week to speak to reporters at the White House.
America, in the end, is not defined by fear. That's not who we are. America is defined by possibility, and when we see a problem and we see a challenge, then we fix it.
The stepped-up media effort seems to be working, with a recent poll showing about 49% of those surveyed approve of President Obama's handling of the Ebola issue, up 8% from 2 weeks ago. George Washington University professor Matt Dalek.
All these ways, aggressive ways in which the White House has been trying to kind of push back on the story, show, demonstrate that it's in charge and that it is effective, have been helpful. Politically.
But it's not just President Obama who's made Ebola a central issue in recent days. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, seen here campaigning for Republican candidates, made headlines after he ordered the quarantine of an American nurse who had returned from treating Ebola patients in West Africa.
We're not going to take any risks with the public health in New Jersey.
Political management professor Matt Dalek says crises like Ebola and the Islamic State militant groups gaining ground in Iraq have created an opening for Republicans during the midterm election campaign.
At least historically, in the last 30, 40 years, Republicans have often been seen as being stronger than Democrats, tough on national security, tough on law and order, being willing to take the extra step to protect you.
While global crises have influenced U.S. midterm campaigns, the impact of Americans' fear of Ebola will likely be made clear on Tuesday when voters decide who should represent them in Congress. Arup Pandey, VOA News, The White House.